Dublin City Council voted last night in favour of constructing a new state-of-the-art whitewater rafting course in the Docklands area of the capital. Councillors approved the idea by 37 votes to 19, and some political party groupings were mixed in the way their representatives voted. Joining me now to discuss this and the news this morning that Dublin City Council is spending nearly €200,000 a year to lease a building for homeless accommodation, which it has never used, is Manix Flynn, independent councillor. We also hope to be joined by Fianna Fáil councillor Mary Fitzpatrick. In fact, we are joined by Mary Fitzpatrick, who voted in favour of this project. Manix Flynn, as I say, opposed to the project since it was first mooted. First of all, Mary Fitzpatrick, why does Dublin, or why should Dublin, get a €22 million whitewater rafting facility?
It's an investment in our emergency services, the fire services and emergency services primarily. It has a secondary value as a recreational facility in terms of whitewater rafting, kayaking, canoeing. And then it also has a tourist attraction value. The reason, I guess, and this is a project that we inherited from the last City Council, so Councillor Flynn can maybe talk more to the origins of it, but I wasn't on the Council when this was first proposed. But it is being funded by levies and grants that were paid for development in the area. So the monies were ring-fenced for this type of a facility.
In this particular area?
Yeah, exactly.
Manix Flynn, the big argument is to help the training of the firefighters, and then there's a secondary benefit that's recreational.
Well, it needs to be put on the record very straight. The First Service didn't promote this. This has been promoted by Eoghan Keegan from the outset. And when he first promoted this some time back, there was no such thing around the fire services. The fire services were brought in last night to buttress Eoghan Keegan's argument. This is a superficial fakery. I mean, here you are building a whitewater rafting system under the guise that it's some sort of training for the emergency fire brigades. Services. It's absolute lie of the highest order.
Well, no, hold on. That's a very strong word.
But hang on, it's really important. It's extremely important that this was not cited by the Fire Service. This was never in the Fire Service
report. They're glad to get it.
Of course they're glad to get that, and they will potentially use that. But also don't forget there's many other facilities that they can use. The other situation is to spend 30-odd million or 20-odd million euros on this while we've no public laboratories. It's a bit of an absolute joke. There's no need for this. This is superficial and artificial. And at the end of the day, actually, it will decimate that particular area. Also, when I just say this much, in relation to the River Liffey, the River Liffey is a polluted river with sewage pouring into it on a daily basis. Surely you would actually spend the money cleaning
up
the river.
Okay, let's go back to Mary Fitzpatrick on those things.
Okay, Sean. Well, look, I mean, I have sympathy for Manix's passion, but I think if he was passionate about it, he should have maybe voted against it last night. He didn't vote against it last night. And the reality of it is, it was a fire chief who sat in front of the councillors and advised the councillors of the value that this facility would actually bring to his service. We're very proud of the Dublin Fire Service and the emergency services. And I do not believe for one moment that a fire chief would come before the City Council of Dublin and actually say that it's a facility that would then help them to rescue people, to train their staff and to provide a better service to the capital city and do that lightly. He actually the figures and the costs that the fire service incur as it is by not having this type of facility. But there is a broader value to this, and it's really important that we understand this will be a Dublin City Council facility. It will not be privately run. There will be local employment. And as somebody who is from the constituency, you know, the talk of it decimating the area, that site has been largely abandoned. It's been used just for drinking festivals. Which, let's face it, none of us should really be supporting. And I think that it will be valued by the local community, by young people. And from my perspective, it will give young people an alternative to jumping off the top of buildings. There's also funding in this for flood protection and for new docklands.
Okay, Mary Fitzpatrick, that's a fine suite of arguments. First of all, Mary, explain, why didn't you vote against it?
I've argued against this left, right and centre. I walked out of the room last day.
You didn't vote against it.
Hang on a second, Mary. Allow me speak, because I've allowed you to speak. I was the one who actually raised this issue some time back in relation to Dublin City Council. Once Owen Keegan brought in the Forest Service, which are employed by Dublin City Council, to buttress up his argument about a whitewater rafting experience, the game was up. I'm here on this radio station, like I always am on radio stations, and I'm opposed to this particular thing.
Have you ever gone whitewater rafting? It's quite the most exhilarating thing you can do. I'm sure,
Sean, it is, but don't forget this much. In Dublin Docklands, the Development Authority were given millions to develop this particular area, and this particular site down in George's Dock was deemed to be a maritime heritage site in terms of the industrial use and the maritime use that it was, because it was intact.
But if you can get the youngsters involved in physical activity,
John, we've heard all this before in terms of the Docklands and social clauses that they were going to get the local people involved in that situation. Well, first of all, I'd actually look at what's really needed in the city, like for instance public laboratories. I'd look at those particular issues. In terms of the Fire Brigade services, there's no report from the Fire Brigade Service, as far as I can see, in Dublin City Council saying that they need this facility for training. It simply isn't there. They're simply buttressing up Owen Keegan's vanity project. And that argument took place last night.
Owen Keegan, you could say he's something of a visionary. I mean, there's a library out in Dunleary. People objected that said it wouldn't look well. But in fact, it's a fantastic facility that literally thousands of people are using it. Now, he drove that as manager out there. This is something with the same idea.
That's a separate argument. The library services in Dunleary was a necessary infrastructure that was needed there, and I said the building is fantastic as well. This is not necessary. Nobody's actually screaming out for this, and Councillor Fitzpatrick, as I say, is looking for her seat in the next general election, and good luck to her, and I wish her very, very well indeed. But this again, as I say, is something that's been argued by me for quite some time, and I think it's actually wrong to spend that kind of money when you're arguing a budget saying that you've no money for the budget, when you're arguing about homeless services, and then you have a grandiose project like this that it's unnecessary. It's absolutely unnecessary.
It's not necessary, Mary Fitzpatrick. Like, start with putting in proper toilets and then maybe work out from there. Work on from that.
I don't dispute that it's not necessary. Of course it's not necessary. Housing is necessary. Money to refurbish the vacant housing in Dublin City Council is necessary. And to build new housing and affordable housing, but we've got a government who won't support that. And Councillor Flynn knows that the funds for this facility were ring-fenced specifically for development in that area of this nature. So we were very restricted in how the funds could be used. And the additional funds will pay, the actual facility will pay for itself after year one. Business case shows that. But Sean, can I just say one other thing? I'm a founding director of a youth service in Cabra, and we have supported the establishment of a kayaking club on the Royal Canal there in Cabra. And through that kayaking club, young people have been engaged in activities that have taught them soft skills like confidence, like resilience. It has challenged them in a way that they couldn't be challenged otherwise. And this facility down in the docks will also be used to work with young people and to engage them and to develop them as people who can take responsibility and who can contribute to society.
Okay, so look, I want to ask you about something else briefly, both of you. Manix Flynn first. The Irish Times front page today has a report from Olivia Kelly. Dublin City Council paying almost €200,000 a year to lease a city centre building. It's registered as a historic monument, which is it planned 3 years ago for homeless accommodation, but the building has never been used. What's your reaction to that?
My reaction is that this is appalling. Again, I've been on about this for a number of years. This building is lying idle. We know that Dublin City Council are paying in the region of €200,000 to the rent. We don't know what the Peter McVerry Trust is actually paying to buttress that amount of money up. On the other hand, we have a situation across the world in Avalon House, which again beggars belief in terms of contracts that have been signed, and there's massive controversy locally around this particular issue. I think that again it's about time that the Public Accounts Committee and certainly Dublin City Council Audit Committee actually had oversight on the kind of money that we're spending on these particular services. It's outrageous that the McVerry Trust and the charities will be out there on the streets of Dublin today, and I hope people do support them, looking for money. Well, on the other hand, here they're spending, they're wasting €200,000 in a building that is completely empty.
Mary Fitzpatrick seems to be that early in 2017, Dublin Civic Trust, which restored the building in the 1990s, objected to the use of it for homeless people, saying it could compromise its historic fabric.
Yeah, I have to say, the first I heard about this, it's not in my part of the city, was I read about it in the Irish Times, so it's really upsetting to hear that €200,000 is in a year and in a property that's lying vacant. That is just completely unacceptable. But I have to say, Sean, it's kind of symptomatic of the problem in the city, whereby we've got a government who will only invest in homelessness and will not invest in housing. And until such time as we reverse that policy decision from government, we are going to continue to have money wasted.
Yeah, well, your party isn't going to vote in support of the no confidence motion in Owen Murphy tonight.
Absolutely.
But anyway, that's another story.
My party will not be voting confidence in him. And the reality of it is, Sean, I'm sorry, Councillor Flynn, but I didn't interrupt you.
Hold on, Mary, I'm interrupting you now. Mary,
you need to just get off the high horse here. The situation is, this is not about government. This is about Dublin City Council wasting money. It was me that stopped the building opening. And also,
it's a waste of money.
And so is your mad plan for a whitewater rafting system. It's a waste of money. You should be spending on the homeless instead of actually grandiose spending.
You know that money can't be spent.
It's nothing got to do with the government, Mary. Don't get off the high horse and stop grandstanding.
Manix Flynn, independent councillor. Mary Fitzpatrick of Fianna Fáil. Just a few quick texts on this. White elephant. Another one. So this is a tweet from Brian Flanagan. So Dublin City Council has approved a huge washing machine costing €22 million. Obviously, the council has money to burn and has solved Dublin's homeless crisis. And then on the meat question, if only the meat factories, supermarkets and consumers paid a little extra. 30 years ago, people spent 30% of their income on food. Now they spend 10%, says Conall in Donegal.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.